Locker Room Chats, week four of the high school football season, as we are now grinding away, most teams now getting into the full swing of district play. We get a chance to talk to Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble, his team getting their first win of the year, 62-7 at home against Horton last Friday night, second game of the year, now 1-1 overall. Coach, obviously it was a tough start losing to Jeff County North, but just talk about your team and how they bounced back and got a big win in their second opportunity.
Yeah. The improvement from week one, basically, for us after JCN to week two was huge there. We got a lot of things corrected, still got a lot of things that we need to work on as a team, but it felt really good for the guys to get their first win this year.
And able to get off to a fast start quick, leading 28-7 at the half, able to keep that momentum rolling into the second half. Obviously, the offense was key. Trenton LeCure had a huge night, 9 carries, 277 yards, and 5 touchdowns. I mean, we can talk about the guys with the stats, but obviously it's a team effort, and let's say it starts with the guys up front. How did they play and able to create that big night for them?
Yeah, he definitely couldn't have done it without those guys up front. I'd say one thing at Valley Heights, we take pride in our offensive line. We had, between tight end to tight end, we had three freshmen and three sophomores up front with those guys. So the way that they played was extremely good for us. But being that young up there, there's still a lot of things that they need to improve as well. And a couple times there was just some plays that broke down, and Trent's just good enough athlete to make plays when that happens.
Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble joining us here. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Obviously, you weren't able to play that first week. You now have 2 games at least under your belt. You talk about the improvements from, you know, that first game to that second game, but when you look at the team in practice and just kind of see everything break down now that you're a couple of weeks in and now rolling, you know, what are some of those big improvements that you've seen as a whole, you know, from maybe that first week prior before the season even started to where we're at now?
Just some of the silly mistakes we were making, guys taking the wrong angle or going the wrong spot on offense and defense both that first week against JCN. A lot of that was corrected second week. But, again, there's still a lot of things that we need to work on, and we're going to continue to try to improve that each week.
Valley Heights in a district contest coming up on Friday nights on the road at Centralia. We'll preview that matchup right after this. Continuing with our locker room chat, now talking to Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble, his squad 1-1 on the season and going to Centralia for a 1A district matchup on Friday night. By the way, that ball game can be heard on 92.1 KMZA pregame shortly after the conclusion of the Friday Night Fever show. Coach, you look at Centralia, they're obviously a very talented team and a lot of rich history within that program. They're 2-1, got a big win last week over Jackson Heights. When you look at Centralia kind of across the board, what stands out to you?
Yeah, I mean, they're a powerhouse year in, year out. For us to be able to go over there and play with them, we're going to have to make sure that we eliminate as many mistakes as possible, and we're going to have to play physical. That game between us and them has always been a very physical one, so we're going to have a lot of our young guys prepare for that this week.
Obviously, the big key would probably be stopping the run. They've really kind of established that here in their last couple of weeks. When you prep and talk to the guys up front on the defensive line, how do you prepare for a team that runs it with that much success?
The biggest thing we preach for the guys up front is pad level. Centralia's got some big kids on the offensive line, and they're going to double and triple team us at times. And then all that backfield action that they got going with the single wing definitely makes it more complicated. Just got to have our guys up front play low and tough and keep the linebackers reading keys so they're not running the wrong spots.
Finally, Coach, what are just some things you want to see from your team this week on the road at Centralia?
We just want to see them be physical. Go out and compete and just have the belief that we can compete with a team like Centralia and be physical with them.
Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble joining us. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. His squad heads to Centralia on Friday nights, a game you can hear on 92.1 KMZA. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and good luck this week.
Thank you.